morning and welcome to Law Talk Live here at the studios of WSKY, The Sky. Welcome, everybody. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder and partner of Meldon Law. I'm here with my co-host, Carrie Meldon. How you doing this morning, Carrie?
Oh, I'm happy to be here, Dad. We've got a fun show this morning, and as always, we'll be taking phone calls over here at the studios in Gainesville, Florida. The number is 1-877-975-9825. That's 1-877-975-9825. You can give us a call about any questions you may have. We do have a topic today that we'll be discussing, the topic being, if I fly a drone over my neighbor's property to see what's going on, is that illegal? And I've had that question posed to me personally one time. So this is we're going to discuss in a little bit about what the answer is about flying drones over people's property to see what's going on, whether they're having a party or maybe you're believing there's some nefarious activity. So, but with that being said, we've got Chris and Jeffrey in the studio. I'll be here for the first half, and then Chris and Jeffrey will take over the second half.
Yeah, it's trifecta today, right, Carrie?
Yes, trifecta.
Yeah,
you got
first
it.
Time we've had all three of us in the studio at the same time.
God only knows what kind of trouble we're going to cook up.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you ever had a question you want to ask out there, now's the time to ask it, because you'll have three people tell you hopefully the same thing, but you never know. The Supreme Court always disagrees on almost every single legal topic that they issue an opinion. So if they can't agree, then I don't know if the three of us can always agree.
Hey, before I want to do a very quick shout out. This will be quick. I was in the hospital this week for a hernia operation, and I told you guys this story. The nurse, her name was Donna, and if you're listening, Donna, she said to me as she was wheeling me into my room after my procedure that she is a longtime fan of this radio show, listens every Saturday, said, I recognize your voice from that radio show, and said that her daughter was a scholar athlete winner. So Donna, the nurse from North Florida Regional Hospital, if you're listening, give us a call. 1-877-975-9825. You were absolutely wonderful, and we want to give you a swag bag.
Yeah, obviously they did a great job because you're here at the radio show, Chris.
I am. 3 days past surgery and turned the corner this morning. Dr. Jeff Rose performed the hernia operation, did a wonderful job, and feeling great.
Well, good. A couple big things are coming up. So this coming Tuesday, we are having Meldon Law Day at the ballpark. It's now called the Condren Ballpark, Florida. I don't know, what do they call it? Just Condren Ballpark, I think.
Anyhow,
Gary Condren donated a bunch of money, and thank you very much, Gary. We appreciate the support for the Gator baseball team. And the Gator baseball team is right now in a series with Missouri. They won last night. First of three games, and they're playing again today and then tomorrow. So if the Gators come in strong, they'll secure a place in the NCAA final tournament. And more importantly, so Florida State's coming to town this Tuesday, and Meldon Law is going to be doing a big deal at the ballpark. We're having 40 folks from our office come out to the ball game and have a good time. You'll see us wearing our Meldon Law shirts, our baseball shirts. And we have a free giveaway that's awesome. You get, how about this? You can throw out the first pitch at the Florida State ball game this Tuesday starting at 7 o'clock. Or if you're shy, you can designate someone else to do it on your behalf. In addition to that, you get three free tickets to the ball game, and you wind up getting a $100 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. And all you have to do is go to the Meldon Law Facebook page and enter the contest. And it's amazing how many people have been winning our contest. So it's not like one of those 1 out of 10,000 contests. This is like a real contest, and people are in our neighborhoods, and people we run into all the time are winning. So go to Facebook, Meldon Law page, enter the contest for the Florida State package, including the first pitch. What do you guys think about that?
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I don't know if you asked me to make that first pitch, I'd say everybody, bar the door, get out of the way. Been a long time since I've thrown a baseball.
Well, you can designate someone, Chris. Anyhow, Kerry, let's talk about the topic of the day.
Sure. So the topic of the day is, can you fly a drone over your neighbor's house if you suspect that they're doing something nefarious, right? You have a fence in between the houses. You hear some weird stuff going on. You want to see what exactly is going on at Jack and Wilma's house next door. And so you purchase a drone. So the first question is, once you purchase a drone, can you just go out and fly it? And the answer is no. You actually have to have your drone, which is an unmanned aircraft, registered in the state of Florida.
Glad I didn't answer that. I would have said yes.
No, you have to have your drone registered. So anyone there that has a drone that they use to record video or photos or to fly out and in public, just without even videos or audio, you have to have it registered. And the reason you have to have it registered is so that you can identify the drone in the event that it causes a serious accident. One of the things before we get into the neighbor's property is that it is banned in public parks and as well as a University of Florida property. One of the major issues that came up in Gainesville a few years ago is that there is an area near the hospital called Shands Care, which basically is where the helicopters fly in and out to go get trauma victims who have been hurt as a result of an accident or whatever, and they go and they pick up the individual and they bring him to the hospital. And the danger and that the fear was is that if there were drones flying around that area, that they can interfere with the operation of the helicopter and could cause a really serious accident. So this is relatively new. Drones have only been around for a decade or so. So the legislature moved quickly. They said you have to register all the unmanned aircraft, which are the drones, and that you have to only fly them in certain areas. That being said, you are allowed to fly your drone over private property.
Wow.
Yes, in the state of Florida, unless it's forbidden via certain counties, because state law obviously preempts city or county law, and that's the way that the laws work in the state of Florida, is that state law trumps whatever the county is if they're in conflict. However, the county can restrict the law more as long as it doesn't conflict with the Florida law. But overall, it is legal to fly a drone over private property in Florida. However, if you are causing a nuisance or if you are trying to take a photo or take a video of anything that's going on your neighbor's property, that can be considered unlawful and illegal. And so there are restrictions, rights to privacy that you have on your own property with regards to that type of information.
What about a public event, Kerry?
We're going to break early today. Let me hold on 1 second. Rob, you got us a little early this morning, but it's 10:40. We'll be back in about 1 minute.
In 1971, we established the Meldon Law Firm, and since that time, the firm has been dedicated to getting the justice our clients deserve after being seriously injured in an accident. Our commitment to this community is paramount, and we won't back down in representing our clients. Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. Welcome back to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon here with Kerry Meldon and Chris Qualman. And I just want to thank all of our listeners. A lot of you out there are regular listeners. We appreciate the support. If you ever have any question, you can always give us a call here. We really appreciate that. And more importantly, Meldon Law is now, we're in 51 years serving the North Central Florida community. We want to thank everybody. We've been growing by leaps and bounds. We have offices in Gainesville, Ocala, Lake City, and Fort Lauderdale. So if anybody has a need anywhere in the state of Florida, our primary practice involves serious accidents. So if anybody has been in a serious accident, give us a call. We're glad to get you in the right direction. We're talking about drones today on the show. And Carrie, when we went to break, you were talking about flying your drone, which has to be registered, over your neighbor's property.
Right, right. And so you, if you see a, let's say you're on the other side, you see a drone flying over your property. If they take any photos or videos of you, that can be considered what's called an invasion of privacy, because under the laws of this country, you have a reasonable expectation of privacy on your own property. And that applies to the law enforcement especially. So the question then begets, can you take down a drone using a gun or something if it's flying over your property and you think that they're recording you? And the the answer is no, you cannot shoot down a drone. However, you can report it, you know, take photos using your phone or if you have a camera of the drone over your property and then follow it to locate the owner and then see if you can identify the drone or call the authorities. And then possibly you can hold the drone owners civilly accountable for their actions if they did invade your privacy.
Chris, before you get into it, Chris, I have a question, Carrie. To me, if somebody flies their drone over my property, why is that any less an invasion compared to them flying it over the property and taking a picture or a video? I don't want anybody seeing me anyhow.
Yeah, that's a great question. And apparently there's also issues with air rights, right? I mean, I don't know if you remember from law school when they talked about New York City, about they were trying to argue about who had air rights above the property that was on the ground. You remember?
And how far it extended.
Yeah. I mean, you look at airplanes and they fly over everyone's private property all the time, right?
But yes.
You have to. So the answer is the law as it sits right now is, I think you have to look at the distance at some, it depends on the county, but some counties they do have some preclude you from flying over someone's property up to a certain extent. I don't know where air rights extend on private property in Florida.
I don't know either. I think it's something that maybe has to be looked at somewhat on a case-by-case basis. And drones are different than airplanes, obviously. So, but I think the big takeaway here, which I'm finding fascinating because I didn't know this, the drone in the air is legal. The drone in the air over somebody's property is legal. However, if that drone is taking pictures, shooting video, that's not necessarily legal without permission.
Correct.
And rights and so forth.
And then you get to the question of if somebody takes that information and say it was illegally obtained and they turn it over to the police, can the police use it, or is it, as they say, fruit
of the poisonous tree.
From the poisonous tree.
This is really interesting. So I jumped on Wikipedia regarding air rights, and apparently the legal concept of air rights appeared in medieval Roman law in the 13th century. And Jeffrey, you took Latin, right?
Sure.
Do you know how to read Latin?
Depends on which Latin it is, but give me a chance.
All right, so there's a saying that starts with, I think it's quius. I don't know.
Quius est solum, ius est usco, and colum id inferno. Whoever owns the soil, it is there up to the heaven and down to hell.
Wow! Talk about legal precedent. From the mouth of Jeffrey Meldon. There you go.
Up to heaven and down to hell.
Those are your air rights, folks.
All right. Well, we had a fun time with this topic. We're halfway through. Let's shift topics. I'm going to release the show to Chris and Jeffrey so you guys can take it away. I know you guys have a lot to talk about, and hopefully the listeners out there learned a little bit about drones.
If you have
any questions, give us a call at 1-877-975-9825. That's 1-877-975-9825. We're trying to introduce fun topics every week, just maybe give you guys something a little bit different to listen to other than what we always talk about, which is really important stuff. But, you know, we need to make sure we spice it up a little bit. I think we actually got a call on line.
Yeah,
line
coming line. In. So I guess, Kerry, when we wrap up the drones, it's illegal. It is legal if you register your drone to go and spy on everybody in the neighborhood.
No, that's not true. Do not listen to Jeffrey on that question.
No, I mean, you can't take a picture. You can't. Okay, you can't take a video.
Well, it depends on the county, too, Jeff. So I think that's too broad of a statement, so I'm not going to agree with that.
It's legal to put it in the air. We agree on that.
Yes.
And it's legal to fly it over.
You have to look
over.
At what your local city ordinances
right.
are.
Okay. We got it. Anyhow, we got a call coming in here.
It's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Yes, this is Jerry.
What's going on?
What if you're a homeowners association?
Yeah,
and you have authority to investigate or inspect the properties in your neighborhood. Can you take a photo with a drone?
Good question.
No, and the answer is unless the homeowners give permission, perhaps in a homeowners agreement, there could be some kind of waiver that they sign that says, you know, that the association has the right to take video or photos. I would say no unless there's express consent from the homeowner. That would be my answer, Jerry. This is Kerry, by the way. Chris, you want to add in?
I would agree with that. I would say, though, you know, we've actually dealt with some cases with homeowners associations and their declarations and rules, and they're always different. So you've got to read those declarations for the homeowners association. Maybe, like Kerry said, there is some broad sweeping permission that the homeowners give to the association to inspect the premises, which could include but not be limited to drones overhead and whatnot. So it's a great question, actually.
Very good question.
You know, and I think you just need to stay in close touch and read your declarations.
Anyhow, we are going to move on from that topic. Kerry, thank you very much for joining us today. And looks like a nice day out, at least until late afternoon. It looks like we're going to go to our final break on Law Talk Live, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community. Our Veterans Making a Difference program honors the over 20,000 veterans in North Central Florida. We're here for our veterans, our community, and we'll be there when you need someone on your side after a serious accident. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. We're back at Law Talk Live. This is Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, and I'm here with our co-host Chris Qualman, who is successfully recovered from hernia surgery. And Chris, let's talk a little bit about the Rising Voices.
Voices Rising.
Yeah, voices. Well, Rising Voices. What's it matter?
So,
one way or another.
That's all right.
I am
super excited, Jeffrey, because Voices Rising Community Chorus is rising again after a two-year pandemic hiatus. Voices Rising is going to be putting on two concerts today, Saturday, May 14th at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. at First United Methodist Church in downtown Gainesville, right at 419 Northeast 1st Street. It's right around the corner from Meldon Law, in fact. And it's going to be an incredible show because Voices Rising is Gainesville's only intergenerational chorus in that we've got singers as young as 8 and 9 years old, all the way up to the 80s and many, many of us in between. It's going to be a performance focusing on Americana, including some songs to the lyrics of Langston Hughes, one of the most famous, prolific writers from the 20th century. He was an African-American who was dubbed the leader and driving force behind the Harlem Renaissance of the 1920s and 30s. So several of the songs Voices Rising will be doing today will be set to the lyrics of Langston Hughes. I urge you to get out and see this incredible show. Voices Rising has been waiting for 2 years to put on this show. They were prepared to do it in the spring of 2020, and of course, because of the pandemic, could not do so. It's going to be a terrific family-friendly event. Please check it out at First United Methodist Church, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. today.
And is there a charge to get in?
It is a voluntary donation of either of 10 to 20 or whatever you can afford. The reason we do it this way, we are a nonprofit, a 501c3, and a portion of the proceeds from the donations will go to the Kids Count organization in Alachua County, which provides much needed after school food and services and daycare to children from needy families who can't otherwise afford that. So please come. It's a voluntary donation. The show is a little bit over an hour and just some wonderful choral music. And I know that VRCC has just been itching, chomping at the bit, wanting to do this show for 2 years, and it's going to be a tremendous event.
Well, that's exciting. And Chris, of course, is the bass in the...
one of them.
One of the basses. And we appreciate his involvement in community activities. That's something very important. Meldon Law, we encourage everybody to be involved.
Well, very much so. This will be a tremendous event. But let's jump to a law topic in the remaining moments.
I think we got a call here.
We got a call. We got to take the call.
All right, Doug on line one.
Hello. I've got a new topic. Hope that's okay.
Sure.
I recently got a call from somebody who did not identify themselves. They were looking for a person that does not live with me, that I'd never heard of. I live alone. I'm a senior citizen. And somebody has been using my number to try to get personal loans for the last year. I don't know if that was the same name, though. It didn't ring a bell. Anyway, the person said, are you sure you don't know him? And I said, yes. And they said, well, don't worry. Nobody will be coming to your house looking for them. And then he said, this will serve as an order of compliance. And that's what I'm calling about. What does order of compliance mean?
It sounds to me like they were BSing you, and that it's probably somebody who was fishing for information. And nowadays, when people call and they start talking to me, and it sounds like nonsense, I usually just hang up. I can tell you that it does not sound like it could be an investigator fishing for information to track down somebody that they want for some court proceeding. So that is a possibility. However, it doesn't sound official.
There are so many things going on like that, Doug. I get calls like that. People claiming they're from Social Security. They're from the IRS, and they're calling to tell you about a final order that's been entered by a judge or something. That sounds really fishy, but it sounds to me.
I do get a lot of calls, though, from loan companies looking for a person that has this phone number on a website somewhere, and it's a woman that she's trying to borrow money, and I keep telling them they're using my number. That person doesn't live here. It's always the final interview before I guess they approve the loan. I guess this person's hoping they won't make that final call and just give them the money anyway. But I noticed that all the calls stopped after this person called me that day a couple of weeks ago. So maybe it's just coincidence. But real quick, also I heard you're never supposed to say yes when these telemarketers call. Like if they call and say, is this so-and-so, and you say yes, because they might record it and use it against you. Is that true?
I don't know.
In other words, you're saying yes.
You know what? When they ask you a question, you ask them a question back.
That's what I do. I never
say
yes.
When they say, is this so-and-so, you go, well, who is this? And then every time they ask you a question, ask them a question back.
I couldn't say any better. Jeffrey said it perfectly.
That's what I do. And then I just hang up. Because I think in Florida, they have to tell you they're recording before they record by law. That's true.
Well, anyhow, it's a pain in the butt getting unsolicited calls. However, it's a way of life. So we're doing the best we can to move through that. And if that's the worst intrusion we have in our life, I guess we'll have to deal with it. Anyhow.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much for calling, Doug. We're getting near the end of the show. I want to wrap up a few things because Meldon Law is really... been supporting the Gators throughout the whole school year, and now we're getting into May, and you know, Summer A is actually starting, which means you know, the summer session started and the regular school year is over. However, the Lady Gator softball team, they lost in the semifinals to a very good Arkansas team who was seeded number one last night. And but they will have the NCAA tournament coming up. The men's baseball team, in my opinion, will be moving into the SEC championship. And then we'll see how far they go in the men's NCAA baseball tournament. If they get to Omaha, that's always a goal. We have some weaknesses in pitching. You know, Barco's not pitching anymore, and you know, we've got some of the younger guys that are stepping up, and we've been winning. I think we're on a 6 or 7 game winning streak, and you know, if we can win the next 2 games this weekend, you know, we'll have you know, a record that'll probably ensure us a place in the NCAA tournament. So anyhow, let's you know, let's root on our Florida Gators. Tuesday is Meldon Law Day, and we're going to be giving away a great package, including the first pitch at the game and tickets, and we're giving you a gift certificate at Spurrier. So before the game, you can go out to Spurrier's, have dinner, go to the ballpark, have some great seats, and then throw out the first pitch.
Also want to say something quickly. Next Saturday, Jeffrey, is the Dylan Fest show at Heartwood, of which Meldon Law, we are going to have a table there. And it's a free event. It's a tribute concert to Bob Dylan. Probably, I think, 25 to 30 local musicians, I say local, from the entire North Central Florida area, will be performing Bob Dylan songs from 1 to 7 p.m. at Heartwood. Heartwood Soundstage in the downtown Gainesville area. And my good friend Gary Gordon is producing that. Meldon Law will be there. We're going to have some of the information about the upcoming John Moran exhibit. So a lot of things going on with that. And I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay. Well, that's important. We got, you know, Bob Dylan is the poet laureate of the 20th century. So give credit where credit's due. Anyhow, we're getting ready to wrap up the show on Law Talk Live. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back next week. And what do we say at the end of every show?
Go Gators!
From the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.